good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Make sure you see the flat-catted hamsters. It's really funny. All righty. So, what fun to be in the studio. We had our own little dance party. It was very cool. Nathan on lights and lasers and the rest of us dancing. Even Stacy got to dance. So, gosh, it is full house today. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, Rasmussen Reset, Neuroenergetic Balancing, and Energy Code Sunday here on Animal World. And primarily what we're doing is phone calls for free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. We've also got some good stories, a follow-up to show, to share, and a miracle. But I think we've got one caller waiting.
We have one caller waiting.
Let's see. Well, why don't we... And Stacy, the phone's not ringing. Let's take advantage of this. Stacy, we'll do one follow-up quick. So, Stacy, a month ago, when Dr. Nels and Linda were here, for any of you that don't know, Stacy has two Frenchies. And her older Frenchie tank is a marvelous Frenchie. And
she's a good girl.
She is a therapy dog and does all kinds of really fabulous stuff. Well, little Bags is her younger male. And Bags has issues.
Right. He's misunderstood.
Yeah. So, but you know, Stacy's worked things out for the time.
Right.
But last month, did you say it had been going on, what, for a couple of weeks or so?
It was a couple of weeks before that.
And tell us what was going on.
He started this incessant licking me sort of thing. Like we'd watching TV and he'd come sit by me. And he'd kind of just lick me on the cheek, but then he couldn't stop. Like, he'd just get so obsessed. And I'd have to, I'd stop. And then his face would just be like, he couldn't stop. He'd just keep going at it. And then I'd have to, like, hold him back. But he just, even when I'm holding him away, he'd just look like, oh, my gosh, I really want to keep.
You described that you had to literally stiff arm him away from you. And that just made him one big ball of anxiety and kind of lost it.
Right.
Okay. So that had been going on for a couple weeks, every day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then last time, so Nels and Linda, you guys tuned in, and Dr. Nels, you worked on Bags.
Right.
Do you remember finding anything particular with him?
Well, I would say that I don't specifically remember which point, but I know there were fight or flight issues that I was resetting. I remember that much.
Okay, and then Linda, you did a mm-hmm. session with Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Stacy, so what happened?
So, the next couple days, he hops up on the couch, starts to lick me, and I just say, okay, thank you. That's enough now. And he just stopped. And so the first night it happened, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Okay, second night, fluke. And then, by the next, Thursday, Friday, I think it was Thursday, I actually texted the both of you because I was like, oh my gosh, this is like, he would just do it again, just lick me like twice because I let him do it. And I said, okay, thank you, that's enough. And he would just stop. He'd look at me and he stopped. And he's, to this day, he's still just.
I was going to say,
stopped.
You texted me before the show last week and you said he continued to have good behavior.
Yeah.
And so now we're a month down the line.
Right.
And still good.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm curious. So, Nels, can you tune into Bags? Can
oh,
you
sure.
See?
Yeah.
What I'm curious is he like balanced? You don't need to do anything? Or is there still stuff going on, but he's still behaving himself?
Well, he actually does have a little tiny bit
so
to
you're
do
gonna
here.
Tune him
so
up.
I'll
just
give
sure.
him this little tiny.
Because he has
tune.
Some other little quirky things he does. But this the main thing was this licking thing was,
All right. Well, Nels has found something, Stacy.
Right.
So he's tuning in. with bags, and you know, maybe you can we can clear these things in layers, you know, and
yeah.
there's other little quirky things. Maybe they're cool. But how fantastic is
oh,
that, folks? One treatment on the air, and the behavior's been gone ever since.
Right, and it was like an incest. It was like a crazy person looking.
Obviously, this isn't only about me and what I did, because Stacy and Bags are they're a bonded pair, right?
Yeah, and you know, and that human to animal transference happens between you and your animals, whether you like it or not, and they can't change it, you can't change it. It just is the way it is. It's how one of the ways they serve on their paths.
And I did go back and listen to the show and do the thing with Linda again, because it was a little hard, I felt, like during the show, because I was like watching the phone line. And so anyway, but
excellent.
I went back a couple times and did the thing with Linda. So that it was kind of, it was nice. Yeah.
Super, super. That's a now, and then that brings to the point that sometimes with some issues going on with humans or animals, especially if it's like, you know, Dr. Nels explains that when mammals get traumatized or have bad experiences, their nervous systems can get stuck.
Yeah.
And then you say when that happens, then they can't appropriately, rationally deal with things.
Right. It's automatic.
But your little reset, you figure you've got to come up with points that reset the nervous system.
Right. They just, it literally is a reset. It takes you out of fight or flight, puts you into rest and relax and digest mode. And that's not to say it can't be restarted as fight or flight with just a little tiny bit of trauma or stress, but it takes it out at that moment.
Right. And so what I've seen over the years now is that with some cases, especially when we're aware of what the trauma was, it's something specific. And in the case of Stacy or Bag's case, you know, we know Bags, you know, has some issues, and so he's had some consistent work going on, but this was something new. But one treatment was enough for that. Sometimes when we know the specific trigger that started it, then one reset sets the nervous system and it doesn't come back again. But then there are other situations with both humans and animals that it takes more than one session.
Sure.
And is there an easy way to explain what usually requires more sessions or not? Or
That would be tough to explain. Yeah. I mean, let's just say the longer something goes on, the more likely it's going to need more help.
Gotcha. Okay. At any rate, so, you know, when you call in, you know, today and get sessions, it may be one of those situations where, boom, it's done. On the other hand, what I've found in working with some of my clients is that, you know, there are specific traumas that happened early on. Sometimes we don't know with all these rescues. Now, the group that's coming to me now are Chihuahuas mixes, Chiweenies, Chihuahuas, Chihuahua mixes, and all those guys off the streets of Mexico. And oh my gosh, can you imagine being a little bitty Chihuahua on the streets of Mexico and how frightened and abused you could be? Okay. Well, and then they rescue them and ship them up here, and then my clients get them, and then I have to deal with them. The good news is that they usually turn around really nice, except that, you know, we got a lot of really traumatized little Chihuahuas from off the streets in Mexico, and now they're in downtown concrete Seattle, and the energy's overwhelming and all of that. So I'm trying to get them all to see Dr. Nels. You know, to get these students ready. Oh, but my point was, sometimes what happens is there's been trauma in the past, and Dr. Nels resets the nervous system, which is good, and we've got a dog that's in better balance. But in the terms of me working with them, or the rehab process that the owners have to go through once I've educated them, requires the dog being put back into the same similar situations that stuck them up in the first place. So with Nels creating this Rasmussen Reset, the do-it-yourself-at-home program,
right,
that solved all the problems. And so you can get this program from Dr. Nels and learn to do these Rasmussen Resets yourself on your dog, so you can reset your own dog four or five times a day if you need to.
That's right.
It's made all the difference in the world. And let's see now. last time I checked, you still had it at the dirt cheap price.
I still do.
All
right. You have to contact me through my website. And then what I do is if you want to get that program, well, I prefer to just talk to people and find out, is this really what you read?
Right,
really
right.
Need?
Yeah.
And then if so, then I send them the access so how they can go get that for $50. And then they'll have it. They can learn it. It's not a really complicated thing to learn.
And it's very well written and great instructions with video and all that sort of stuff.
So, yeah. And I use
and it's only $50.
All my clients, it's their homework between sessions with me. So it's a great thing. You do have to become a member in my private membership association. That's how I keep my, I can't say those words on the air, but my backside out of a sling. How's that?
Yeah. But it's more detail work that Dr. Nels takes care of, and all of that. But now, and the other thing that Nels does is it's for some of my clients, and I assume others that contact him, he does kind of a package little thing. You pay a little bit more than the $50, but you get the do-it-yourself program and a chance to kind of get to know it and work with it. And then he combines that with an in-person session. So he gets to work on your animal and then make sure that you're doing it right. And then he can give you additional points maybe that your particular animal needs. But, that costs a little more because Nels is directly involved. But, man, that can be really, really helpful.
Yeah.
So, with Linda, you can just call her. Dr. Nels, you go through the website. So you go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and fill out that little form. And you can say, hey, I want the do-it-yourself program, or I just want to talk to you or whatever. And
yeah, either Nels way, I'm going to want to talk to you. So we get you what you need.
Yeah, Linda, you can go to verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. Remember, she's not just at the dirt cheap price. She's free, free session to any of you. All you got to do is call her or text her, 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. All righty now. I was going to go to the phones, but I'm looking at the time. And, of course, we talked our way through that. And I totally spaced the fact that we have a caller on the line. So I apologize keeping you waiting. Let's take care of our advertisers. Then we'll come back and take this phone call. And then I'm waiting for a time to sneak in the miracle. So stay right where you are, everybody. Your phone calls are next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and just getting rolling here on the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and that's N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And they've got great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses, the best cat vitamins. They call them NuPro Nuggets, and the dog supplement, oh, phenomenal for skin and hair coat and so forth. And you can check them all out online, and you can order online now. They've got it well set up on the website. You can find a lot of their products in pet stores as well. But go to NuPro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle a couple of days a week. And you can go into the Whispering Dragon Center, see her in person for sound energy healing, chiropractic, acutonics, and the wonderful gong room and all of that. Or she can work with you remotely. All you got to do is give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. 2836 website is whispering-dragon.com. Alrighty then, I understand we've got a patient caller on the line because I sort of forgot he was there and went on for too long. So anyway, hopefully he's still there. We're heading to Seattle. And John, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda.
Good morning, Martha, Nels, and Linda.
Hi, John. Sorry to keep you waiting, but what can they help you with today?
I'm calling for a friend who recently purchased two Great Pyrenees.
Oh.
And there's puppies, and they're 3 months old. And when my friend went to Eastern Washington, she originally just went to get a female puppy, and the woman came out to the car carrying the dog and just handed it to her and said, it's... didn't really tell much about what was going on, gave it to her for a fairly, you know, like $200-$300 or something, really cheap.
Which is cheap for a purebred dog these days.
And then she, you know, she thought maybe the puppy was, you know, just kind of traumatized from separating from the litter and whatnot. So she drove off, and when she went to a pull over to, you know, let it pee, it could barely walk. It was limping. Couldn't walk at all, really.
Wow.
So then she took it to a vet, and they didn't know what. And so then she went and drove back to the. The dog seemed really depressed too. This is Thea. That's what
uh-huh.
she named her.
Thea.
Yeah,
okay.
Like Theodora, but female. Yeah, right. You know, Theodora, and then
right, got it.
Instead of an O, for a female. And.
So she went back to the breeder.
Also, she felt like the dog was really,
depressed.
Really traumatized and freaked. Something else happened. So she saw one of the brothers was there. So she went ahead and purchased the brother, and that seemed to perk up the little female. The female's a runt of the litter. But the female, and the woman told her, she says, well, you know, that I don't know what happened, and, you know, give it a week or so. Maybe one of the dogs were playing rough, and she just hurt her back end. But...
So how long ago did she get... Did this all happen? Week and a half ago is this started, is when she got
the dog.
Okay.
Is now, once her brother was, you know, on board and coming home with her... Then the dog is, Thea is much better, and she can actually walk, but she still has a kind of a pronounced limp in her right hind leg.
Okay, and so you're calling in to just get a check-in and a tune-up for these two?
Right, and both of the dogs, the older male is larger, and he has a slight same. They both have right legs that kind of go out to this kind of, you know, like splayed out.
Hmm. Well, interesting. Great Pyrenees are a kind of almost a giant breed of dog. And they have a real specific genetic background in terms of what they've been bred to do. You know, I'll just tell you generally, John, I don't recommend raising litter mates together. That usually causes more trouble than it solves. But Pyrenees are one of the breeds that sometimes it can be okay. Particularly if they're going to be flock dogs or, you know, guard dog, that sort of thing. Doesn't sound like that's what your friend is doing with these dogs. But there can be problems with human bonding when we got two litter mates together.
Right.
Hopefully, you know, all of that will work out. And it sounds like that Thea felt better having her brother, and I would expect that to be the case. But I know, Nels, you're kind of tuning in. Are you? Are you starting on Thea or
yes,
Walter?
Thea. Yeah. I found some work to do, and I can say that I've worked with some big dogs that have had problems from puppyhood.
Yeah, I think what we ought to do, because I don't think we're screaming with phone calls. We still got time to go. I know we've got somebody else to talk to, and we've got stories to tell. However, speaking of storytelling, how about best stories? You know, neuroenergetic balancing miracles are pretty cool. Nels has a big one related to this. And if we're tuned into the same dog, I'm thinking of the Newfie.
Yeah, the Newfie.
Yeah. So whenever I don't know if you need to focus on your treatment or if you want to tell the Newfie story, but I think that's a good one to share.
Right. Well, I can tell the story. I've got a couple of points here that have synchronized, so I'm going to find a couple more.
I mean, I could talk about what I know about it.
Well, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay.
So
my understanding here is as a Newfoundland puppy, by the time you saw the dog, maybe about 3 months old,
right,
something around that
age
frame. Anyway, this dog had severely luxating patellas, that's knee cups in the rear, and the puppy was crippled. And so the puppy's rear legs kind of bent in, and the rear end squished down. Anyway, the dog could hardly walk and was severely crippled. So the owner took the puppy to the vet, and the vet said, oh, luxating patellas, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Thousands of dollars of surgery and no guarantees it would work or, you know, get normal again. She said, oh, you know what, I'm going to check into alternative therapy. And the vet just laughed at her. Okay? So she somehow connected with Dr. Nels. I think I heard about this story from Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon. So I don't know if that happened with everybody together.
I think Jude had something to do with it, as a matter of fact.
Because sometimes all of our Animal World family here, when something needs to get to us, it'll come through one of us, and then we get everybody to the right, you know, whatever it needs to be. Anyway, so you started working, and I think you worked in person because this dog's local.
Right.
With this Newfie puppy.
Yeah.
So can you take over what happened there?
Right away. I mean, I think I saw the first time 2 weeks after. You know, it was 1 week or 2 weeks, but I think it was 2 weeks after the first session. I saw her again, and she was already clearly using her back end better. It was. Her butt used to almost be on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was right.
She
really
could
stand up
along.
And could hardly.
And so now she was walking with short steps and her butt about halfway up to where it needed to be. Mm. And, you know, we did some more and it just kept getting better and better. And
now, is that
better.
A normal timing when you have a long term? You have to do a series of sessions. Is it about every 2 weeks that you do a session?
It kind of depends on the situation, but that was a good timing for her. I mean, she's a puppy.
Okay.
She's growing fast and she's. puppies are good at healing, so right. give her plenty of healing time and gotcha. Just keep her balanced. It's pretty much
so you saw the puppy every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I just saw her every 2 weeks for a while.
And so the second time, boy, she was halfway off the floor.
Yeah.
Improvement. And so the improvement continued every time?
Yeah, within a month, it was fun to, you just could watch her walk, and she still looked a little peculiar in her mm-hmm. walk.
Yeah.
But she could walk along and then, you know, sit down, scratch herself, and then get up. Previously, getting up was a huge challenge. And she would just get right up like it was nothing, you know, after on the third session. So it was an amazing transformation in a fairly short period of time. And because of her, you know, her challenging background, I do still see her periodically for tune-ups just to make sure because she's huge.
But kind of the bottom line is this dog now, there's been enough time since when this happened. This dog has grown up into an adult and is pretty much normal.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know to look at this dog that it was ever crippled
right.
and the way it was as a puppy. And as I recall, at some point, the gal did end up back at the vet with the dog. And, you know, wouldn't you think if you're a veterinarian and your business is healing dogs in the best way possible for your patient, all right. And your alternative was really, really, really expensive surgery and all the trauma that would entail the dog going through with no known positive outcome for sure. It might not even work. Well, then here comes the dog back in here. And with some neuroenergetic balancing with Dr. Nels, this dog has grown up normal and is fully recovered. No surgery. Now, if you were the veterinarian, hello? Don't you think you'd want to know how this happened? Don't you think you'd want to know so you could learn to do it yourself or you could share, you could help more of your patients? Wouldn't you want to know? Well, I guess not. And this, I see this over and over and over again. These healings, and they're very consistent. But do you think the vets are interested? No. What do? They get ticked off, and they try to put Dr. Nels out of business, which is why you have to join the little private group, because that's why he has to do it, so they don't put him in jail. For practicing veterinary medicine without a license. But for criminy sakes, they don't want to learn how to do this. They don't want to do it. But they don't want anybody else healing animals either. So, man, we as humans and consciousness have a lot of waking up to do. Okay, off the soapbox. Now, where are we? We are
working
with these
John
puppies.
And we're working with Thea.
Okay, so John, pretty amazing story about the Newfoundland, huh?
Me.
Yeah, so Thea, now did you find anything with Thea that might relate to this leg thing?
Well, now, which is it's the right hind that's...
that's the right rear leg.
Yeah, okay. Well, it really doesn't matter what I find in terms of the points and the legs or whatever, because
it's just
balance, right?
Okay.
And lack thereof. And so I did find a number of things to rebalance all on the right side of the body.
Ah.
But, you know, me, that's not the important issue. It's that she needed something.
Right.
Because
right.
It could just as easily have been the left hind. But it's all about bringing balance to the system.
But that's good that you found something, and the fact that it's all on one side. I mean, that's a real good indication that there may be a really good response to this.
Yeah, there, and the other side of that is there definitely was an imbalance. When I keep, as people don't know, I'm here wiggling my hands, asking yes and no questions, and what I'm getting is, don't do anything on the left right now. It's all about the right side. So that's to me says lots of imbalance. All
yeah.
Right. So something happened to really throw her off.
And then, you know, when you've got a runt dog, I mean, sometimes the runts aren't quite right.
Yeah.
You know, and often, you know, Mother Nature in the wild, the runts wouldn't survive. But we, of course, when they come into domestic situations, you know, we you know, help them survive and all of that. But they sometimes have, you know, major issues, sometimes minor issues, sometimes none at all. But, you know, you never know. So now then, when did you work on Walter?
I'm just checking right now on Walter, and I'm not getting that we actually really need to do anything.
Oh, so Walter's
good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So, John, it looks like Thea needed some major balancing, but Walter is good.
All right.
And if either of you want to talk with me, just go to my website and click the Contact Us button, and you can get a hold of me, and we can talk more.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Nell.
Yeah. Let me do you remember, Dr. Nell, you said with the Newfoundland, who has grown up now and fine, and you see her once in a while for a tune-up. Do you recall how many times or how long a period of time you had to work with her consistently?
I believe that we worked. The woman, first of all, was very dedicated to getting this done, right?
Right.
So she was willing to spend a fair amount of money to have me out there regularly for quite a while. I'm sure we went through 12 sessions in about maybe 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
And then we started shifting over to the more, maintenance level stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And she was doing, I mean, to her credit, of course, mm-hmm. she was doing a lot of physical therapy type work with the dog, too, having it walk over things and weave through cones and, do things that helped its mobility. So it was.
Yeah, having a dedicated owner that is really great. Now, do you have a sense for Thea? Because with a limp like this, exercise and work might not be a good thing, or it might be a good thing. Do you have a sense for what this puppy might
I can say in general about exercise is that if you exercise an imbalanced system, it's only become more imbalanced.
Gotcha.
So you need to work on the balance before you can really get the exercise to be effective.
Gotcha. All right, John. Anything else we for you?
That's it. Thank you. That's very helpful, Martha.
You're very welcome. And keep us posted. Let us know how these kids are doing, okay?
I will.
All righty. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty.
That leaves us completely open. So if you're thinking of getting remote healing for you or your animal.
No, I'm not thinking about that at all. I'm thinking about a miracle. Anyway, you can go ahead. If you're thinking about a remote, it means you're not me.
And you don't have much time to, wait in line. Now's a good time to call because we can get you pretty much right away as long as we get Martha's story out of the way.
Yeah, but it's a good one. You know how. Anyway, so
I know she's itching to tell
we it. Are going to take care of advertisers.
And what's that number?
425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569 is our toll-free number in Western Washington.
Cool. So, we're going to take care of advertisers. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are, and then hopefully because Nels gets to hear the story for the first time, too. Well, I mean, he's been through all of it except for the ending here. So we'll get to that when we continue. So Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we are on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard about Linda Rasmussen during the break, and you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com, and know that Linda works out of her office, which is in the Intraspace facility, which is the old Rainier Brewery. So you can see her in person there, or she works remotely. And Dr. Nell sometimes works out of the Intraspace facility, so because when he comes down and does house calls, right, that's one of the locations you go to, and a lot of people come there.
And that's when I get to see my wonderful sister and get my tune-up.
Oh, so you get a tune-up, too, when you go to see Linda.
That's right. That's
so you guys
Dr.
work
Nels
on each other.
Healthy and balanced.
So we trade. Yeah, yes. Every couple of weeks we trade, so we stay in top form.
Excellent. Excellent. That's great. And so remember that Linda continues to give away a free introductory session. All you have to do is call her or text her, which you can do in person at the old Rainier Brewery, the Intraspace facility, or she can do remotely like we do on the radio here. Mm-hmm. And the remote can be just as powerful as in person, so you don't have to be concerned about either way. But if you would like a free introductory session, then all you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And of course, if you do anything wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates. You get interviews on the show and links on websites. So, you know, all you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you could pick up your phone and call me after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty. We are open for miracles. So, you know, my kind of obsession these days is with the birds. The birds. Oh, and by the way, the good news I have babies in my basket. Babies in the basket again. Woohoo. Babies in the basket. No, those are the juncos. The juncos are in the birdhouse on the tree over the fountain. But they got babies. No, but the babies in the basket are special because they're junco babies in my fuchsia basket that hangs right next to my house. And they had been building nests and fuchsia baskets at my house for a number of years until the pandemic, and I couldn't get great baskets, and the timing was off. And so for 3 years, I haven't had juncos and babies in my basket. But I got a great fuchsia baskets this year, and lo and behold, they built another nest and four eggs and four hatched. And as far as I can tell right now, I check on them every day, and which the parents are not wild about. Oh, and did you know what? There are no color issues with juncos. You know, Oregon juncos, they have either a black head or a gray head. They look like they wear little helmets. Well, the pair that have the babies in my basket, it's one black head and one gray head. So apparently colors don't matter. We'll get together no matter what the colors are. And the babies are hatched, and but they're over concrete. And 1 year when I had babies in the basket, one fledged too early and fell down and got squished and died. Well, so now I have foam pads. So now I have the foam pads all over the concrete. In case somebody fledges early, they'll bounce. They won't smush. Anyway, that's the good news. Okay, so the miracle is the hummingbirds. Now, you know, so if you've been with me, now I think this started, because let's see, Dr. Nels and Linda, you were here 1 month ago, and we didn't talk about it on the air then, and I don't know if it had already started or if it hadn't started then.
I think you sent me an email or text just a day or two after that.
Okay, yeah. So it must have started right after the last time you were here. Mm. And what I saw was, now remember I told you that, you know, after the hummingbirds disappeared for their breeding and raising their kids party that they have, and they're gone for like 3-4 weeks during the spring, they were all gone. When they came back, didn't take long, I had babies, all kinds of babies. And now I know the difference between adults and babies. They're fully feathered and all of that. They're just slightly smaller. But anyway, I've watched them enough that I know now. one of the babies, pretty sure it was a female baby, I know now it is a female bird, started showing up at the feeder in front of my office, and her tongue was hanging out. Well, so I'd never seen a hummingbird with a tongue hanging out, so on to my phone and Googling I go, and I find out that the hummingbird's tongue is an inch and a half longer beyond their beak. You know, and their beaks are really long. But they have an inch and a half of tongue that can stick out beyond the beak. Well, from what I could tell, there was maybe like an inch of tongue just hanging out of her mouth. She didn't seem to be able to control it or get it back in. It was really strange. And, it wasn't a day or two after that. It was the following week that I called you or texted you because it was going on that week. So I thought there's something wrong. So I was praying and doing healing work. The following week was Natasha and Martha Sunday. So it was during that show, so it was 3 weeks ago, or the third Sunday of May, that we talked about it on the air. And as I was talking to Natasha and getting her read on the hummingbird, in my mind, I was getting Nell's. So I asked her, I said, I'm getting, you know, I haven't contacted Dr. Nell's, but often does it feel like it? Could he help this bird? And she said, it feels like he can. So that's when I came home and I texted you then. I also called Sarvey Wildlife and they said, oh yeah, this happens. And they said, it's either a beak and mouth injury or a fungus in the back of the throat or a head injury, like they fly into something. But it's not a good thing. And if it, if you can catch it and bring it in, but we probably, you know, not a whole, anyway. So that's what I found out. So then I called Nels and told him what was going on. And he said, well, I'll check in. So you started checking in. And I think the first time you actually found a point in the cervical spine to work on.
Right under the skull.
Yeah. So Nels started doing remote treatments, and bless his heart, you were checking in a couple times a day. And so, you know, a week went by and he was doing that, and I'm praying and healing and all of that. So she tends to hang by the feeder by the window, and the crummier the weather, the more she's there. And she eats out, she drinks, and I'm watching. She does stick her beak in, and she seems to be able to drink okay. And then she goes and sits on a feeder that they don't actually use, and she was the only one that would sit there. And she'd look slightly puffed, so she didn't look totally healthy. And this went on for a couple of weeks. And Nels would be tuning in and out. And then I noticed that it seemed that the tongue was getting longer. And by the end of then the whole inch and a half of the tongue is out there. And when she sticks her beak into the feeding port of the feeder, I could see that the tongue, I thought she was sticking the tongue in first, but she'd not. She'd stick the beak in and the tongue would fold back. Well, then for a while, then Nels was saying, you know, I've checked in. I can't find anything more to do. Looks like maybe Mother Nature will have to see what happens. And so we kept doing it. She was getting worse from what I could tell. And the tongue was out farther. And then it looked like the tip was deteriorating and had something on it. And then in a few days, I'm watching and it looks like that little tip has fallen off. So maybe there's a quarter of an inch now that isn't there. And then she's having major trouble with this tongue. So I sent a message back to Nels and said, check on her, see if there's something more to do. And he found something more to do. But what would happen is she'd stick her beak into the feeder, and then the tongue would get bent and rolled up inside her mouth. So she'd go sit on the other feeder and open and close her mouth, and trying to get that the tongue untangled and stuff. Now, I had no idea if she could eat insects and all that stuff, but, you know, just kept praying and sending, and it seemed like it was getting worse, and I asked Nels to help again, and then I got really busy. So this probably took us to not last weekend, but the week before last weekend. And I got real busy on that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and so I wasn't home much at all, and I didn't see her. Now, I saw a similar bird, but I didn't see the one with the tongue because I always looked for the tongue. And I didn't Thursday, Friday, nothing. So then last Sunday, first Sunday of the month, I do the show from home, and so I zoom the show. So for 3 hours, I'm in front of my computer, and the feeder's right there. Well, so what I'm watching now, I'm seeing is that there's a bird that looks just like her, okay, that's doing the same thing. And I'm thinking, is this the same bird? Well, I had plenty of time to watch, and darn, she doesn't come in and sit down. So I can see the tongue is not out anymore, but she's sitting on the feeder and she's playing with her tongue. You know, it comes out maybe a quarter of an inch, and she and sticks it back in. So she's obviously, I'm thinking, my goodness, this is a miracle. The tongue is healing. It's back in, and now she's playing. And so she, as she would feed for the rest of the day, she'd go in, and then she'd come out and play with her tongue. She'd feed, and then she'd play with her tongue. And then she'd play with her tongue. Well, now, we are now a week down the line. Now, she's there all the time. I know exactly who she is because she does. There's only one bird that behaves like her, and she drinks out of the purple feeder, but then she hangs on the yellow feeder. And for what, she played with her tongue for a while, but now, a week later, she's completely back to normal, Dr. Nels.
Wow.
The tongue healed. Can you believe that?
That's pretty amazing.
Woo-hoo!
My goodness.
I'm blown away. Even remote neuroenergetic balancing works for hummingbirds, too.
Now, don't everybody go calling me about your
hummers. But it just shows you that, you know, anyone that's energetic healing like this, and, you know, it works on all bodies and all creatures. But I'm just so thrilled I can hardly stand it because I didn't allow myself to entertain the negative thinking that, oh, you know, she's going downhill. She's not going to make it. This isn't going to work. I didn't allow my mind to go there.
But it was always
circling around, okay? But I didn't let my mind go there, and I turned it over to Divine Mother
and kept me on track because I was ready to give up.
Well, yeah, and I called him. Wait a minute. Let's try again. Okay. But that's why I didn't actually say last week. I said, I think there's a miracle going on here, but I'm not positive. So I had to sit there for a number of hours last Sunday to make sure it's the right bird and that it's her and the tongue is really healed. And because sometimes I could get fooled and it was stuck and I didn't actually see it. But she's absolutely back to normal. She's still, if the weather's crummy, she still comes and hangs on the little yellow feeder in the rain and the cold. But she doesn't puff up like she did before. And so she's good. And by the way, I'm going to say, since we're almost done with the second hour here, before we run out of time, one of the alerts I have is, you know, the bird flu that's going around. It is still active in our area, and it's showing up in a lot of private flocks. And they're saying, be very careful if you have flocks at home. And that the most likely way is that whatever it is, the bird flu gets dropped in feces and stuff down into, you know, from the air or above into where you have your chickens. So it's good to have them covered. And they're suggesting that because the way that it's most transferred is when people walk into their chicken coops, they track it in. So they're actually saying have a chemical bath outside your chicken coop that you can step, you know, your feet in. And, you know, disinfect the sole of your shoes before you walk in your chicken coop. Now, they're also recommending that we not feed the songbirds. And so, you know, seed feeders and all of that, they're saying they'd prefer that you not do that until the bird flu's run its course. And that's because they say of the number of birds that feed at the feeder and because they usually are sitting on. Now, they said hummingbirds, feeding them is not as big a risk because you don't have as many birds congregating and they don't walk around on the surface and with each other. But I have to tell you that I've been being extra diligent in cleaning and disinfecting my hummingbird feeders. And I realized this week, so I thought, well, what can I do about it? How can I make sure this is safe? I realized, well, you know, I was raised by parents that grew up in the Depression. And so when something happens and you need to have supplies for something, I learned from my parents, you stock up, you have anything you need. So I've got a closet in my house that's full of disinfectant stuff because of the pandemic, you know? So I got hand sanitizers and I got, you know, bleach wipes and I got all that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, well, it's just sitting in my closet. I'm using it on my hummingbird feeders. So now I'm going out a couple times a day and I'm using the wipes to disinfect the little perches that they sit on. So the little feetsies can't track things for a bit. So I'm disinfecting my feeders. So there you go. That's Martha's bird tips and bird flu. All righty. Now we are getting ready to love train again, but it is time. Now, were you able to roust out Jasmine?
Yes, she's on the line.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Jasmine, great.
The other one, they're out busy today, so they're not going to be able to.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that's good news because this dog was so messed up that if it wasn't good, Dr. Nails would have heard from him or they'd be doing a session today. Anyway, hopefully, Jasmine, you can hold on because we got to go through the top of the hour because we don't have time to do a session right at the moment. So we are going to close out hour number two, fire out hour number three. We all have plenty of time for more of your phone calls. At some point, I'll have to sneak in current events, but that's the only other thing we really need to talk about. And remember, we want you to get on the love train because dancing is required. This is our exercise portion to get up, get your juices flowing, and get energized and spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And as I said, dancing's required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with me because I'm going to cruise through your house and pick you up. And I, of course, energize. And how about if we just start that now, Nathan, and we can start the top of the hour just a smidge early, and then we'll get done a smidge early so we can get to Jasmine and her little chihuahuas that I worked with yesterday. So here we go with our energization. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in me forever and forever via the love train. It's coming up. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Mm-hmm.